As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. I'm Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby in the house. Tommy Wirtz playing the tunes like he does every single day and does a yeoman's job at it. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show from the Indianapolis Star Pacers beat reporter, Dustin Dopierak. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. So here we go. Here we go again, right? We just did it last year, and now we're right back at it. As the end of the season came about, and it looked like this was probably going to be the matchup, the Pistons tried to get involved, but what's your just first impression of round two Pacers Bucks?
I mean, obviously it's different. It's certainly there is some level of familiarity on a franchise level, but with Dame being out, Giannis being in, and Bucks obviously have had a significant amount of roster turnover, since last season. So I think it's obviously a different matchup. I think some of the important pieces to it have changed. I think obviously again, just Giannis has just so much gravity, and Pacers were obviously quite fortunate to avoid him last year, and so he changes everything. It makes it a totally different series. Obviously, the Pacers have the advantage of having home court. They've been in the playoffs before. I mean, last year they came into game one and there was a just clear deer in the headlights look, but they managed to shake that off and get it together and win 4 out of the last 5. They're not going to have that issue again this time. And again, they'll be able to start at home, but that doesn't change the fact that now you've got the problem that is Giannis. And that becomes their central focus. So it's obviously, there's a lot of same things about this. I certainly, just from a reporter standpoint, it's nice to be able to go back to the same place that started the playoffs last year and everything like that and have a sense of familiarity. But it's going to be a much, much different series just because of the personnel.
Dustin, this is Mason Crosby. Appreciate you jumping on the Mason Crosby Show. I just want to talk about, Giannis and matchup-wise, who on the Pacers needs to step up and have a huge series here to try to, try to limit Giannis's effect on these games? Because I got a feeling he's just going to try to take over, try to go off every night, have as many points as possible. But I got to imagine the Pacers obviously are putting a plan together, and who on this Pacers team needs to really step up and just play lights out to try to slow Giannis down.
The short answer is absolutely everyone.
So to
be more specific, obviously the one good the addition of Pascal Siakam helps. I mean, Siakam is a pretty good defender. It's certainly not going to be a Siakam just goes and locks up Giannis type of deal. That's not how this is going to work. I mean, they're going to send a lot of bodies at him, but at least having that sort of bigger initial body. I think that was a big reason why they got Siakam in the first place. Prior to him, Aaron Nesmith was the best hope they had at defending like somebody like Giannis, because he's such a physical player, but he's given up 6 inches to Giannis and God knows how much wingspan. And so, you know, that, like you saw last year, basically in, you know, regular season last year, their strategy, especially the beginning, was like, okay, well, go let Giannis get his, no matter how many his is, and just kind of keep everybody else from beating you. And they won a game where he scored 54. But, you know, then he scored 64, and that they couldn't handle that. So, you know, last year they pulled a three-man wall situation where they just tried to sort of keep him out of the paint, and that made things a little bit better. At least that was a little bit more effective. You know, they might do some of that, I think, this year. But, you know, obviously Giannis can really beat that now, especially with what he's been able to do, adding to his mid-range game. So you can only do so much with that. But, I mean, Siakam becomes the guy who takes sort of the initial hit. Certainly they're going to double-team and double-team plenty. They'll probably set up three-man walls. But then they've got to be able to scramble, because the next thing is, obviously, he's become such a good distributor, especially with Dame out. I mean, what's he got? Double-figure assists in, I think, 5 of his last 6 games, and that's just nuts, considering what he already can do. And so they're going to have to scramble, because, I mean, obviously the rest of the Bucks are shooting it so well. I think that's the biggest key here, is, I mean, Bucks are leading the league in three-point field goal percentage. The bench in particular is leading all benches in three-point field goal percentage. So they've got to be able to put attention on Giannis and then scramble enough so guys like Gary Trent and AJ Green and Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr. aren't killing them. And that's what happened in the last meeting when they went up to Milwaukee and got beat. Is not only was Giannis really good, you know, everybody else just sort of teed off from three. And guys, Gary Trent in particular seems to really have their number. He just finds a way to knock down shots around them. So, I mean, they've got to be able to keep bodies on Giannis, make sure he doesn't go get, you know, he's I think any even big Pacers fan who really believes in their chances thinks Giannis is averaging 30 to 35 in this series at least. It's a question of whether he averages 40. And so if you can keep him down from that and not let him get 10 to 15 assists that are threes every night, that's kind of your goal, but it requires every defender. It requires Nembhard, Nesmith, Siakam, Turner, you know, Halliburton, all of them to play well defensively, all their bench guys to play well defensively, a guy like Jairus Walker to be able to step up and provide some resistance off the bench. You know, it takes absolutely everyone to stop, you know, what the Bucks are going to have going, even if they don't have Dame at all.
Man, yeah, that was a great take, and I totally agree. I feel like, yeah, this Pacers team has to play a collective, like, team defense. You gotta stop Giannis, but yeah, like you're saying, what he's been doing is if you're not disciplined, if you don't do the right things, he is going to dish it to guys that have been shooting extremely well. And this Bucks team has done just a great job with some of the young players, getting them in positions to be successful. So I am excited about this matchup. If you just look at their season stats, very similar, points per game, field goal percentage, rebounds. Like, they are very, very similar teams at, you know, if you just look at kind of just straight stat line. It looks like the Pacers, though, do it more kind of like a by committee, like a team, you know, more of a team deal. No one just stands out. Siakam, you know, scores the most, but it's only 20 points a game average, and it just feels like everybody contributes. So, yeah, kind of just run us through this Pacers team and, you know, what you expect them to kind of come out and do against this Bucks team.
Sure. Well, that obviously comes from Tyrese Halliburton's style of play. I mean, Halliburton obviously is the player who's just obviously dramatically changed the dynamic of the organization, the franchise. Basically, when they made that deal, they just sort of, you know, the rest of the team kind of formed itself in his image. You know, they don't all play like him, but they fit around him. And he's always just been a guy that just believes in distributing the basketball and just keeping the ball movement and finding the open guy and sort of making the right play. You know, just going back to his days in Oshkosh, he's just one of those, like, he is a pure point guard. He plays it with a little bit more flash and more flair than some guys, but his view is, you know, you keep the ball moving and that, you know, produces your best kind of outcomes. You move fast, you find the open guy, you move the ball, you push it up the floor as fast as you can. And whoever ends up with the ball at the end with the best shots, you know, scores. It's not about, you know, you can ride matchups, you can ride players when they're hot, but it's more just about making sure that you get the best shot every single time. And so that's kind of how they've been. And they have a team that fits that. They don't necessarily have anybody who needs to be the guy who averages 30. And so Siakam obviously gives them an option, a guy that, you know, when if you don't move as fast as you want, you don't score in the first 6-7 seconds of the play, and it breaks down and someone's got to make an ISO play, Siakam gives you an option for that, because he's for most people, he's pretty unguardable when it comes to kind of his turnaround jumper, when he can hit that sort of turnaround fadeaway, because he's got 7 3-week span to get up on top of people. You know, obviously, Giannis is not a guy that he can hit that shot over as frequently, because, you know, you're shooting over him. That's a whole lot of wingspan that you've got to clear. But, you know, they've got a lot of pieces that fit together. Aaron Nesmith has had a terrific post-All-Star break period. He missed a lot of time with a sprained ankle from about November to January, but he's been really shooting the ball well, and that's really key. Miles Turner gives them a really good pick and pop 3-point option. He's been terrific at that. It's been his best 3-point shooting year in his career. One thing that they've done a lot better is they played actual defense. You know, last year I think they were 27th in points allowed. They were 24th, I think, in defensive rating. You know, this year they got a lot better since December 8th. They had a terrible start to the season. They were 10-15, but since December 8th, I think they're 7th in defensive rating. And because they brought a lot of full court pressure, Andrew Nembhard has done a phenomenal job, kind of as the point of attack defender. They've done a lot of full court pressure, and that allows them to get going. I mean, they've caused a lot of turnovers. I think they're in that same stretch. I think they're top 10 in the league in steals. And that, you know, basically, as much as teams want to stop them in transition, obviously, if you're giving up the ball in the backcourt, you know, that's a much harder thing to do. And so that's the thing that they've been able to cause. They've been able to get a lot of steals in the backcourt or early on in possessions, and turn those into fast break plays when there's nobody back. And so that's really added an element to their game. When everybody sees them coming from a trying to run standpoint, they've been able to create opportunities where, you know, basically that you can't stop. Basically, if you give the ball up in the places where they're giving the ball up, it's easy layups. So that's kind of how they've transitioned and changed over the course of this year.
Dustin Dopierak joining us from the Indianapolis Star here on the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft. You mentioned Nesmith and how important he's been since he came back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
from his injury. He is absolutely one of the guys in the NBA that, like, if he's on your team, you love him, and if he's on the other team, you hate him. He's going to get into it in this series. It's going to get a little chippy. What type of physicality do you expect to see between him and Giannis, him and Kuzma, him and Bobby, who have had their run-ins in the past? Neither of those guys walk away from a physical confrontation. What type of physicality and maybe chippiness do you see in this series?
Oh, plenty. I think there hasn't been a ton of rivalry talk as far as just in media stuff, but they know the Pacers are where the Bucks don't like them, and I think the Bucks are probably where the Pacers don't like them. So obviously there's just a continuation of everything that's gone on over the strange games over the last, 2 years, basically. Obviously some of the technicals that went on in last year's playoffs, you go back to the game ball situation and everything else. So there's certainly going to be chippiness. I mean, I think, it's interesting. Neesmith is not the type, like, first off, if you know him, he's one of the most sort of mellow dudes that you could ever be around. And so it's strange to think of him as the guy who gets into it. But, he's on an NBA level, especially with the guy he's defending, in a lot of cases, he's the smaller guy, and that's basically how it's been for much of his career, is he's had to take on a lot of bigger players. So he's had to act a little bit, not act a little bit tougher, but I mean, he's had to sort of dial it up a notch with the physicality to sort of match what he's dealing with, just so he doesn't get pushed around. I mean, he's a very strong guy, but he's 6'5", he's given up size to a lot of people, certainly to Giannis, and it requires a lot of force, a lot of edge. And same deal if he ends up on Portis or something like that. I think last year was interesting because he and Chris Middleton go back, way back to South Carolina. I mean, they're very close, actually, for as physical as that might have been.
Yep.
They're very close friends. Middleton is kind of like the, Prince of Charleston, South Carolina basketball. Basically, sure. Everybody looks up to him down there. And Aaron was among them. Aaron was several years younger than him, but he got to know him. Middleton would come back it's Porter God School is where they both went. And Middleton would come back and, work with the guys in high school. And that was one of the big sort of development periods for Neesmith, was that when he started playing against Middleton in some of these summer pickup games and he actually started to hold his own, Middleton was impressed and, they've stayed close. I know their high school coach was at those games in Milwaukee last year. And so that was part of it, like this sort of that edge of playing, I guess big brother in a way. Portis is a guy that gets after, but Neesmith has to play with edge. So does Nembhard. Those guys are a lot of times smaller than the guys that they're playing against, and they have to play with a lot of force, a lot of edge. The Pacers do overall. And that was something they didn't used to have. I mean, they've had to dial that up to become a halfway decent defensive team. And they know they can't, basically, if you're playing Giannis, you can't get pumped. I mean, like he is probably, you could argue whether he or Jokic or Shea or who's the best player in the world, but Giannis is the most probably the most physically dominating force there is. And so you have to match his physicality. You have to stand up to him. And you've got to use everything in your body to make sure that he doesn't get past you. And again, I think they'll try to limit the amount that Neesmith is the primary defender on Giannis. They'd rather have it be Siakam. But there's going to be an occasion where he's got to get in his way, and it's got to take everything he's got to keep from getting run over. So basically that creates situations where things get more physical. So it's going to be chippy just for basketball reasons, and it's going to be chippy for historical reasons. And, sure. I think obviously everyone's going to hope that they're not the one that does the stupid thing that gets them kicked out.
Right.
Exactly. But there's going to be technicals, and there's going to be flagrants, and there's going to be physical play.
Let's go. I can't wait. Well, we're very excited for the series. And before we let you go, I did want to ask you, Dustin, just one question, because you are there in Indiana. Caitlin Clark fever, season two is, 2 weeks away. We just had the WNBA draft. How are things looking for year two with the fever with Caitlin and the team and the excitement level in terms of, like, are we still selling out every arena all over the country with Caitlin?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's been at least a couple games that have already been moved into bigger arenas, basically to where somebody might be using their NBA gym, where they usually have their own kind of WNBA-focused arena there. I think I want to say the Mystics games are moved to Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken.
So I think Chicago might have moved one from, because they play in a smaller arena. I think they might have moved one to the United Center as well.
Right, yeah, I think so. They usually play in what Wintrust out there
which is a very fun, cute little arena, but it's small.
Right, exactly. That's where they have the combine and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I mean, it is still going to be huge. I mean, for the sake of everybody's sanity, I hope it doesn't get as weird as it got last year from a cultural level. Mm-hmm. But from a basketball, just everybody coming out to see her level, I imagine it's still going to be there. And it's probably going to be even better because obviously you saw just the leap that she made after the Olympic break. It's not that she was playing poorly prior to that, but you obviously saw just the effect of it having just been nonstop on her. And as it usually is for rookies, because college players go straight from, have what, a month or two, a month and a half, basically, between the end of the Final Four and the start of the WNBA, and she was just terrific after that. I know they added some big pieces. I think Natasha Howard, if I'm not mistaken, was a big piece they added in the offseason. Re-signed Kelsey Mitchell. So they have they've added some pieces to what was already a really good team. I do expect the excitement level to be still be really high. And I think, again, the Fever very quickly turning into contenders after several years, I think, with 4 or 5, 6 years in just the total wilderness of being one of the worst teams in the WNBA. They're obviously one of the biggest tickets in basketball, in sports. Basically, it was truly remarkable. I did go to a good number of Fever games prior to Caitlin's arrival. So much of the arena was blocked off. I mean, there just wasn't that many seats being sold. And now it's not different than a Pacers game right now, as far as, the amount of crowd in there.
That's
it's
awesome.
Truly a remarkable transformation. So it's super cool. I'm expecting it to be another big deal this year. Caitlin just continues to make just huge leaps as a player. And just she's just a remarkable player to watch play basketball. Just the IQ is off the charts, the shooting ability, everything. I mean, she really is just a marvel of a player. That's cool to see her sort of rise up. And there are a whole bunch of level players at that caliber in the WNBA. You're seeing just how good of a product it really is.
That's awesome. Dustin, really appreciate you joining the Mason Crosby Show. Right before I let you go, just real quick, last question. As the NFL draft is coming to Wisconsin, coming to Green Bay, who are the Indianapolis Colts taking for that first-round draft pick?
I feel like, I haven't been following it that closely, but I feel like they need a tight end. Well, they need a lot of things. But I feel like tight end has been the area where it seems like there's been focus. Feels like I think Tyler Warren is a name I've seen a lot. I'm a Penn State grad, so I've got to watch him and all the amazing things that he can do, just a multifaceted player that he is. You can pass if you need to, catch if you need to, run it if you need to. And so I think that's one area where they could use some help. I know they were bringing back Mo Alie-Cox, but I think they could use something there. They obviously have just a shaky situation at quarterback. I don't think they'll address that in the first round. Certainly they still have Anthony Richardson, and they're trying to create a competitive environment over there. I don't think they need to add a young player to that. They might be looking to add, there might be another veteran guy they might go try to find in free agency or somebody else they might try to add. So I think that I think is where it starts. But they've got a lot of pieces that they've got to put together. It's coming off a pretty shaky year in Indy, so there's a lot of things they got to add.
All right, Dustin, thank you so much for jumping on. Dustin Dopierak with the Indianapolis Star, Pacers beat reporter. Mason, any final predictions on the Bucks-Pacers series that you want to leave Dustin with?
Dustin, yeah, obviously. We got the Bucks here winning this thing. But, I do think these first two games are going to be tough. If Bucks can split them, I see the Bucks. I predicted a sweep for the Bucks just because I'm a homer, but I do think this thing will probably go to 4 or 5. It's going to be a fun one. If they can't contain Giannis, I think the Bucks can get this one in four or five games and take it home. But I think it's going to be a fun one. I think the rivalry is going to show up. I'm so pumped that Portis is back. I do think that juice is going to be there. So I'm excited about this one, and can't wait to watch starting on Saturday.
Dustin, final prediction?
I'd believe absolutely anything. I was on with the Journal Sentinel guys yesterday, and I said Pacers in 7. I could believe absolutely anything. I feel like after – there might be a point in game 2 where I think one team's going to sweep or another team's going to sweep or this is going to go 7. I kind of feel like I need to see these teams hit the air. And the reason being the last game they had, Milwaukee managed to win pretty handily, but – the Pacers starters were all like plus a lot, and their bench was just horrendous in that game. I think T.J. McConnell and Ben Mathurin were like minus 34. It kind of tells me a few things. I mean, the Bucks' depth does matter, and the Pacers' depth has mattered before, and I don't know if they're going to play that poorly, but Pacers starters look good in that one, but again, Giannis is Giannis. So I could see a scenario where Giannis just overwhelms them. I could see a scenario where maybe the Bucks don't get as much from their supporting cast as they need. I could see a situation where Halliburton's off the charts from three. I could see a situation where they can't make it through to save their lives. I kind of see all outcomes possible. Like I said, I picked Pacers in seven, but there's not one scenario that you could tell me that I'd say, well, that's definitely not going to happen.
Nice. Dustin, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. And actually, Jim Ozarski from the Journal Sentinel is going to be on with Sparky this afternoon at 2:40. So make sure to tune in for that on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's right here on The Fan. Dustin, thanks so much for jumping on today. We really had a good time.
Anytime. Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right, later, Dustin. That's Dustin Dopierak with the Indianapolis Star. And, talking a little Fever, talking a little Colts as well, because, you know, when we got somebody, we cover all the bases here on the Mason Crosby Show.
That's right. I mean, it's almost draft week, so yep. we're within a week, so we gotta hit his thoughts up on their first round draft pick. But I think we
did not ask his prediction for Cena Cody Rhodes. We could have gone there.
Yeah. Yeah, who's like? I mean, people are excited about this weekend.
I mean, like, is that what's like happening? Millions and hundreds of millions of people around the world are excited for this. I'll show you the crowds from their Europe
sarcastically,
tour.
I know people love this, but I am not one of them.
They actually just announced a Nashville date, I think, in July. So literally, I'm not kidding. Like, Nora and I might be staying with you that weekend.
Okay, well, lay out. Just let me know.
All right, sounds good. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. Tommy Wirtz is here. Drew Wagner going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour to talk Brewers. Ryan Herring's talk Badgers after him. When we come back, we'll continue the Bucks a little bit. We have a little breaking news from the world of college football, but it has nothing to do with NIL or transfer portal.
Thank goodness.
Just good news, and it's happy news, and it's celebrating someone. So we will share that with you when we come back. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. The Mason Crosby Show is presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL Draft, and the Fan Studios are powered by the Podwadmi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.